From the lips of Pope Francis, if someone is gay and he searches for the Lord and has good will, who am I to judge? The pontiff was responding to a question about the so-called gay lobby at the Vatican. His remarks came on a flight to Rome from Brazil, where he spent the past week celebrating World Youth Day. Father Jim Bretsky is a Jesuit professor of moral theology at Boston College.
Francis's comments on the plane back from Brazil yesterday certainly caused a lot of media interest, and I think that that's a very good thing. I lived in Rome for 7 years, both doing my doctorate and teaching at our Jesuit university there, the Gregorian. And so I know Italian quite well, and so I listened also to his comments in Italian and read the full transcript of the 80-minute interview in Italian. And I would point out a couple of things. He brought up, there were 23 questions that were asked and answered in the 80-minute interview. And globally, I would say the theme that ran through all 23 was the Pope's insistence, as he had said at the World Youth Day, that the church has to go out. It has to go out to people who feel on the margins, feel alienated. It has to go out to them and meet them where they are and try to bring them into the light of the gospel.
Jeff Stone of Dignity USA, the nation's oldest and largest organization of LGBT Catholics and allies, feels a tinge of hope.
Francis has demonstrated a remarkable willingness to be present with those most marginalized in society. That is where our church should be, and it's right that he reminds us of this. And the question is, will he see LGBT people as being among the marginalized and walk alongside us also? Will he enter into a dialogue where he listens to our stories and learns about our lives and our relationships and our struggles to remain part of the church? Over time, this might lead to substantive changes in church teaching or to where and how Catholic leaders become involved in gay rights issues.
Do the Pope's remarks have implications for Christians outside of Catholicism? Reverend Blake Ryder is the rector of Christ Episcopal Church in Poughkeepsie. He likes Francis's style.
He is, at least so far in his tenure, unafraid to speak off the cuff and casually with people, and in this case with the press, about anything they want to ask him a question about. And that in itself is rather stunning, actually, as one would observe the previous popes. So that's just a very big breath of fresh air. And, of course, then you hope he says something that you agree with. Well, in this case, I do agree with what the Pope said. Who are we to judge people who are homosexual? I, of course, would disclose that I am a homosexual man, a gay man, a priest in the Episcopal Church. So I have my own bias. I have to own that. But when leaders of other churches say things, it's important when they say things that I would define as hurtful or painful, it's important. And when they say things that are encouraging and compassionate, it's important.
Reverend Ryder suggests letting the dust kicked up by the media settle.
So certainly when Pope Francis said, who am I to judge if someone is gay, and he phrased it as a question, but it seemed like a rhetorical question, meaning I am not one to judge someone who is gay. That's how we're all taking it, that he meant. Well, then, of course, that's seen as a huge change, at least on his personal point of view, at least at the moment he was asked the question. Now, my cynical view might say, let's see what the Vatican does in the next week or two, and there might be a correction come out or a tweaking of that. I hope not.
The Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany responded to a request for comment by email, in which Bishop Howard Hubbard states, quote, Pope Francis's assertion that men with a homosexual orientation who are not active sexually and willing to adopt a celibate life can be accepted as candidates for the priesthood clarifies what has been a disputed issue among bishops and seminary rectors. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.